This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for October 2nd. I'm Paul Plack. Aspen Avionics now has an FAA-approved model list for its multifunction displays and weather receiver, and it lists more than 650 different airplane models. Hilton Software has announced WingX for iPhone version 3.0 with GPS-enabled terrain-aware moving map and smooth scrolling across the contiguous U.S., Mexico, Puerto Rico, and the Bahamas. Sikorsky Aircraft appointed Kerry Bond as president of the company's Sikorsky Global Helicopters business on Wednesday. As the third round of a tanker contract bidding war draws near, Northrop Grumman VP Paul Mayer complains the Air Force has given his company's pricing information from the last round of bidding to Boeing, but not vice versa. A new proposal in the U.S. Senate would place emissions limits on engines used in U.S. airliners starting as soon as 2012. U.S. Airways Captain Chesley Sullenberger has a book coming out October 13th. Sully and his first officer, Jeffrey Skiles, have taken over from Harrison Ford to become the new co-chairs of the EAA's Young Eagles program. The latest space tourist on the International Space Station is Guy Laliberté, the founder of Cirque du Soleil. A search team looking for a P-51D flown by missing World War II WASP pilot Gertrude Tommy Tompkins Silver in Santa Monica Bay has instead found the wreckage of an Air Force T-33 Shooting Star jet that's been missing since 1955. And the U.S. Parachute Association National Skydiving Championships are headed for Skydive Spaceland outside Houston, promising dawn-to-dusk action and a chance to hang with the stars and discover drop zone culture. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, GA Fights Back Part 3, with commentary from Neil Ritchie, president of the League of Rural Voters, and Karen Kerrigan, president of the Small Business Entrepreneurship Council. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.